100,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and an American day. If you are 9 or 109, my show will directly or indirectly affect you at some point in your lifetime. We're going to talk today about disability dilemma, which, yes, it is a dilemma, inflation, and Medicare changes with my guests. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll right on down on our homepage and hit that Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan and Company. They will safely sell your valuables to a name you trust, which is their name, Kagan and Company, at 847-897-5781. Call that number for an appointment. And my first guest today is Frank Vernuzio, a national expert on policy and government affairs and co-host of the Vernuzio Allison Report radio show. And we are going to talk about a dilemma. And yes, we have a disability dilemma in our country. Welcome, Frank.
Sue, it's great to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining me on Aging Info Radio today. Now, there is a lot going on with disability. I think just this year, the first 4 months, we had 539,000 more people join the disability rolls. And I've heard that like another 725,000 applications are in. What's going on?
Sue, there is now one individual collecting disability for every 12 workers in America. That's a figure that we really can't sustain. In fact, back in 2008, there were 7,427,000 people collecting disability. As of 2012, there were 8,827,000 people collecting disability. That's a mammoth jump. It's costing the taxpayers about $134 billion, and that's something the government just can't afford.
You know, it's really sad to hear this, because it used to be where disability was if you were disabled. And now it's like there's a number of things that are contributing to this, but what do you see? I mean, I think the aging population or possibly even women working are maybe some of the reasons, but what do you see it as, you know, the growth here?
I don't really see either women in the workforce or an aging population as being responsible for this. What happened is, since about mid-2010, precisely the time that millions of U.S. citizens used up all of their 99 weeks of unemployment insurance, disability claims started to skyrocket by about 2.2 million. The fact of the matter is, disability is now considered another avenue for people desperate for some type of income who've lost their jobs. We have this terrible unemployment crisis in this country, and this is just a way for folks to try to keep food on the table.
Yeah, I mean, it just so affects our society. It must be pretty easy to be on unemployment, have it run out, and apply for disability and get it approved.
Well, what's happened is there's been a change in the criteria for the most part. Before, most people who went on disability were for things that you could see. You know, you broke your arm, you broke your leg, something along those lines. Your back was out of whack. But now there's an increasing percentage of people who are going on disability for things like stress or anxiety, which is not so easily proven.
Yeah. Well, I think that our society is under stress. So where's the fine line there where, you know, you do qualify?
Well, I used to, in the aftermath of 9/11, I ran the New York State Workers' Compensation Board for the Manhattan District, where, of course, the World Trade Center was located. And we obviously saw injuries that were absolutely horrendous. Certainly not being able to support yourself can give you a lot of stress, and you know that's a terrible thing, give you a lot of anxiety. But I don't know if that really qualifies you, or it shouldn't qualify you for disability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of gray.
there's a huge gray area, but the total number of increased cases is just getting phenomenal. In 2010, there were about 3.5 total recordable cases of non-fatal occupational injury per 100 workers. That's gone down to about 2 points less than that. So we're seeing the workplace getting safer and safer and safer, but more and more people going on disability. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense, too, because it's a huge drop in labor force with people working.
Sure, look at the numbers. In 2000, the civilian labor force participation rate peaked at about 67%. Now it's down to about 63.8%. The more the population grows, the less of us are actually earning a living.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I'm here with Frank Vernuzio, a national expert on policy and government affairs. And we are talking about a dilemma in our country called disability. Yes, it is a dilemma. Now, I also think that this would completely, Frank, slow down the pace of economic growth or the recovery of it.
Well, it's a vicious cycle. It's the pace of economic growth has been stagnant over the past 4 years. And now we have less and less people even participating in the workforce, which, of course, is going to make things even worse. We have to look at the unemployment numbers and the numbers of long-term unemployed as part and parcel of this whole problem. We have a 7.9% unemployment rate, which is higher than when the president first took office in 2009. But the real number to worry about is of those 7.9%, 38.1% are long-term unemployed. They have run out of options. They've used up their unemployment insurance. They have been out of the labor force so long that employers look at them as being, you know, stale and shop-worn, and they just don't have much of a chance of getting a job. One of the worst factors in all this, of course, is males over 50 who seem to have had no success in finding jobs. Part of it is the increase in health insurance costs to employers. They just don't want to hire those folks because they are concerned that they'll be out of work, they'll get injured, and the health insurance premiums for the employer will skyrocket.
And they can hire a younger person for a lot less.
Well, that's exactly right. And now that the employers have been doing that for quite some time, the younger managers and supervisors and hiring agents and personnel departments just don't want to hire the older workers for a couple of practical reasons. I think the most prominent, though, is that an older worker with more experience probably is going to intimidate that younger supervisor, that younger hiring agent. He can look at him and say, oh my gosh, this guy's going to take my job. He knows more than I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also would think that, you know, Social Security disability insurance could be on the brink of bankruptcy with, you know, it boosting Medicare costs so much. Is this so?
Well, we're looking at the fact that the portion of Social Security, SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance Fund, is scheduled to go bankrupt at current rates by 2018, just 5 years down the road.
It needs to be reinvented completely.
It does indeed.
So what do you think the solution is, Frank?
Realistically, the solution is jobs. We have to get more jobs into the marketplace, we have to pump up the economy, and we have to look at discrimination against older workers. That's got to be a key factor.
Well, that I would think, and just, you know, really looking at, you know, what are the qualifications that, you know, that allow you to get disability? It seems like it's easier to get these days, is it?
It is, because there's a very perhaps self-serving reason why the government is making it easier. The more people that go on disability, the less the numbers for the unemployed. And that, of course, looks good for the administration. You mm-hmm. don't want to have high unemployment numbers. It just looks politically bad for you. So if there's a way of keeping them off, perhaps by allowing more people to go on disability, even without disabling injuries, well, more power to you then.
Yeah, but it's just not working.
It's not. It's bankrupting the country. And what's most unfortunate, probably, is that because of the influx of applicants, those people who are truly, truly disabled have a longer time to wait before they're heard, before they really get their disability. So it's the folks who are really not deserving of disability payments who are clogging up the system for the people who really need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people taking advantage of the system, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you
Absolutely.
Do. Tell us a little bit about your Vernuzio Allison Report radio show.
Well, it's tied in with a publication called the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Each week, once a week, we take a look at one of the major issues affecting Americans, and we try to take a nonpartisan, thorough look at it, kind of like an executive briefing. And we report of those findings on our radio show, which is on every Saturday. And it's good to get away from the screaming heads and all that stuff and just take an intelligent, calm look at really what's bothering Americans and what the major issues are.
That sounds so great. And is there a website that people can go to real quick here before we run out of time, Frank?
Sure. It's usagovpolicy.com. And if any of your listeners would like a free subscription to the Vernuccio Allison newsletter, which is called the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, simply send an email to usgovpolicy@gmail.com, and we'll sign you up for a free subscription.
Thank you so much, Frank, for being on Aging Info Radio today. And stay right here. I have another guest coming on, and we're going to talk about inflation. We'll be right back. I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is your host, Susie Wacky, right here with Aging Info Radio. And my next guest is Dennis Miller. And yes, it is not the Dennis Miller that we know from AM 560, Dennis Miller, but I have another great Dennis Miller joining me, and he is the author of Retirement Reboot. It's a book that serves as a wake-up call for the new retirement reality. And welcome, Dennis Miller, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I grew up in Chicago, and I spend my summers there, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, spending your summers here, I bet you were a listener with AM 560, huh?
Well, I'm a Cub fan. I grew up listening to Burt Wilson on WIND.
How about that?
As a kid back in the 40s. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with WIND.
Wow. Well, recently you do a newsletter, and Dennis Miller's newsletter is called Miller's Money. You can subscribe to it at millersmoney.com. And your monthly newsletter that surveyed readers about inflation, I found that really interesting, although the results were a little chilling. How is this all impacting, say, retirees?
Well, you're asking a good question, because this is something that particularly people in the Chicagoland area would understand. It started with me complaining to my readers about Social Security cost of living increases. For 3 years, we got 0, 0, and 1.7%. And anybody who's on Social Security knows that our Medicare increase this year was 3 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this thing basically saying the government's lying to us about the CPI numbers. I had hundreds of responses, Sue. Not one person took issue with the fact that I said the government was lying. The real issue is, well, what is the real inflation rate? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we took a one-question survey that said, click what you think the inflation rate is, and then we allowed our readers to put a comment at the bottom of an example that they might want to use of either prices going up or, you know, we can't get a gallon of ice cream anymore, but for the same price we can get a little bit less. I had 99 pages of readers' responses. This thing just absolutely lit people up of examples that they use. Now, the composite number that our readers came up with was 8.07%, so we rounded it to 8%. The amazing thing was that we didn't go high enough in our graph. Just under 24% of our readers felt that inflation was 11%.
Mm.
So, I mean, I mentioned that about the Chicagoland area. How long ago was it that Cook County raised our sales tax a penny, but that was a 10% increase?
Right.
The real estate taxes on my summer home in the Chicago area, my assessed value is down 25%, but my taxes are up 15% over what they were 3 years ago.
Yeah,
so this impacting everybody. Our costs are going up.
Yeah, why do you think there's, I mean, maybe not why is the right way to phrase this, but there's a huge disconnect between, you know, the government numbers and, of course, what your readers are experiencing. Is that rate, that inflation rate that the Social Security recipients got from the Bureau of Labor?
It comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they use a convoluted formula that's changing all the time that doesn't relate to what we experience. For example, they use what they call a substitution method, in that if the price of steak gets too high, then they say, well, people will switch to hamburger, so we'll substitute hamburger. So they say now the cost of living has come down. Well, my question is, what are they going to do when the price of hamburger gets too high? Substitute Alpo?
Right. Where does that end?
The reality is that's not what we are experiencing.
Now, what is this? I mean, what would you suggest doing your Miller's Money newsletter? What would you suggest to retirees?
Well, I think the reality is that we have to understand what's happening to us. On the income side, which we just talked about, our income is cut. We're not getting increases keeping up with inflation. Retirees are no longer working, so that on one side of the coin, we're getting squeezed. And then the other side of the coin is our expenses are continually going up. Now, I understand you had a recent guest that was talking about disability.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with disability can't go out and get a part-time job.
Right.
You know, I mean, because what's happened is the government has tied not only Social Security, a lot of other debt instruments to the CPI, so that it's in the government's best interest to keep that down so that they're not paying all this kind of interest costs. Well, anybody who's getting government checks is paying for it.
Right.
So you really have to address it, Sue, from several different avenues. First is understand what's going on. And the people that have managed to adjust their lifestyle because they realize it seem to be the ones that are faring better. Sue, I belong to a group out there in Lake in the Hills. We call ourselves the Romeo Club.
Oh, I've heard of the Romeo Club, retired old men eating out.
Exactly. And this is a conversation we have at our breakfast. And it's amazing how many of these friends of ours that are all in our peer group have either picked up a part-time job or cut back on some spending. So that's the one side. Then the other side is paradigm we used to use for conservative investing was, in the old days, you had your retirement planners, and they would say, use conservative numbers. And you'd use 2% for inflation and 6% for earnings, because you could always get a 6% CD. Well, those were the numbers that we would plug in. Well, now they've more than reversed itself. You know, the best CD rate I can find is 1.2%, and inflation is well over 6%. So what it's forcing retirees to do that have a nest egg is you can't invest in CDs anymore. Those are gone. They don't even keep up with inflation, so that they're going to have to really get some help and take that life savings that you have, probably put it at more risk than we're comfortable with, in order to get enough income to supplement Social Security to live on.
Well, I do have some positive news. I have a view that Americans are resilient and very creative. I mean, people also are becoming very aware of consumer price index and, you know, how they're spending money. They notice that gas is going way back up. I mean, so all these factors, I mean, people are just a lot more conscious of where, how they're spending money. I mean, the economy is maybe still very sluggish, but I mean, as a consumer myself, I've become much more aware in the last 5 years of where my money is going. So there is good news, if you can call that good news, right, Dennis?
Well, I would agree with you. As a matter of fact, I saw some statistics recently that showed that credit card debt across the country is way down.
Which is a beautiful thing, because people, you know, were charging and living way beyond their means. So maybe that is the silver lining here. And I bet you with your Romeo Club, which is a retired old men eating out club, I bet you choose different restaurants these days, too.
Well, actually, they did. And it's funny how much that factors into it. But, you know, we're all having to do it in different ways. So there's one more element, though, that I think we need to talk about, and that is, you ask what retirees can do, and the one thing that I'm still struggling with, and I'm sure you see this with your guests and your listeners, is what is it about retirees who may have worked hard, been resilient, been very smart people, accumulate a nice nest egg, then they retire and think that their life savings is going to manage itself?
No, not at all. You can't do that. Absolutely. Well, before we run out of time here, I do want to say that you can get a copy of Dennis Miller's money book, Retirement Rebook, by going to millersmoney.com/freebook. That will be posted at aginginforadio.com. And real quick, Dennis, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, my words of wisdom are, you better be an active instead of a passive investor. And also, I want to pick up on what you said. Don't get discouraged.
Keep the optimism, right? And read Retirement or Retirement Reboot. Make sure that you reboot it and stay active with it. You know, get involved. Well, Dennis, I want to thank you for your time today, for joining Aging Info Radio. And my listeners, stay right here. I got another guest coming on, and we will be right back.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico, then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-839-7220 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-839-7220. 1-800-839-7220. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-839-7220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind people.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, don't let your yesterday use up too much of your today. Well, my next guest is David Wiley. He is the owner of Medicare Solutions Network. And welcome, David, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
I am excited to have you. I love what you do. I love when people specialize in one area, become a master at it, learn all they can, and teach others all about it. Tell me about Medicare Solutions Network, you know, what you do, who you are, and all that good stuff.
Well, basically, the Medicare Solutions Network is a premise where we are independent brokers and agents in the world of Medicare. And what I found a long time ago in the insurance industry is that a lot of guys will be out there and just be what are called captive agents, which means they'll come to your house and they'll present you with one option for coverage. And in the world of Medicare particularly, there are a number of great companies and a number of great products, and it's important for the consumer to understand what all of their choices are, not just one or two, but to look at everything in the marketplace and be able to make a fully informed decision.
Yes, consumer choice is valuable. That's so valuable. Now, I find it, in talking to people, that Medicare is in a constant state of flux. Do you, you know, is this so?
Well, I would say that, you know, Medicare is, as far as a program, extremely well designed, and it's been set up with all of the advantages being in favor of the consumer. And most people, when they come to the world of Medicare, they don't understand that. They follow the same path. They get concerned, they get worried, they get overwhelmed with literature, they get boatloads of mail, and in the final analysis, they maybe don't do as much homework as they should do. The actual premise of Medicare is very strong, and it continues to allow you to shop the marketplace, to have all the power in the relationship. Medicare does an excellent job of leveling the field of play. One good example is in the world of Medigap or Medicare supplement policies. For example, if you look at the F as in Frank supplement, many people run to that coverage. It's wonderful coverage. But you need to know that it's the same exact coverage no matter who you get it from. So the beauty of that is it gives the consumer the ability to actually compare an apple to an apple and to be able to choose the best price in the marketplace from the provider that they want to go with.
See, that's what I think is lacking. A lot of people don't realize with Medicare providers for the supplement that you can choose whatever company you choose. But if you choose A through J, they're basically the distinction is the price.
Correct. And one of the things that you'll find is that in the world of Medicare, the ability to research and look out into the marketplace is always there. You can change a Medicare supplement anytime you want. Now, your prior guest had mentioned about being an active and not being passive in the world of retirement. Nothing could be more true than in the world of Medicare, where every year, for example, on the prescription drug program, the government gives you a do-over. They allow you every year to change your drug coverage. But the insurance companies know that most retired folks are going to make one decision, they're going to throw it in the kitchen drawer, and they're never going to look at it again. That personally drives me nuts and is one of the founding principles of why we do what we do. Try to revisit with the clients, look at these situations. They change throughout the year, and we always tell our clients, Medicare is a journey. The decision that you make today might not be the best decision 3 to 5 years down the road. If you stay actively engaged, the two things that will save you money overwhelmingly in the world of Medicare, number one, your health, obviously, but number two, your ability to stay engaged in the process, to understand what your options are, and to realize that things change throughout the years. Obviously, your medical needs are not the same today as they'll be in 10 or 15 years.
Yes, and once again, I'm here with David Wiley, the owner of Medicare Solutions Network, their phone number being 800-807-3120. One of the good things that I have learned about Medicare is that the wellness benefits keep expanding. So these programs are progressing.
True. And, you know, one of the things about what we've come to know as Obamacare is that they have put in new wellness provisions, new screenings, immunizations, the ability to talk with your doctor on an annual basis. Those were all very positive changes. The fact that the Part D drug prescription, there is what's known as the coverage gap, also known as the donut hole. That's starting to be closed by the year 2020. One of the things that they've instituted are what are called star ratings, and this is a great opportunity for folks who are shopping to be able to compare the customer satisfaction index among all of these different companies. Those are all tools that are given to these folks to help them navigate their way through the process.
So it's just like anything, David, you need to, or people need to start to really educate themselves on what they are purchasing, what program they're going to enroll in, correct?
True. I mean, that's the foundation of what we do. Initially, you want to sit down and probably for the first 20 minutes to a half hour of any meeting consists of just educating people. What is Medicare? How's it different from what they knew of health insurance when they were under 65? And what is your exposure? What's your out-of-pocket expense? And how can we combat that? How can we stop that from happening?
Absolutely. I think that is so important. As a consumer, do your homework. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here. We're going to find out more from David Wiley. And we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act and what changes we see coming down the road with it. This is AM 560, and we will be right back. Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Introducing the brand new book entitled Talking with Pagans, The Great God Debates from The Hugh Hewitt Show. Available now on Kindle and the iTunes bookstore. It features debates between atheists like Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, and Sam Harris, and prominent Christian apologists like Dinesh D'Souza and Lee Strobel. Talking with Pagans sparkles with wit and soars to very great heights of theology. It also includes a helpful study guide useful for group discussions. Talking with Pagans. Purchase today on your Kindle or in the iTunes bookstore.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show. Sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Suwacki.
Yes, I'm here with David Wiley, the owner of Medicare Solutions Network. He is your man. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicare supplements, plans A through J, David Wiley will help you and move your life forward. His phone number is 800-807-3120. Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. You know, there's a lot of publicity and, you know, that there's going to be so many changes in Medicare and, you know, all this that's coming to the forefront. Like we were just talking about, you know, there's Obamacare books being sold. And what's your view on all this, David?
Well, I think, Sue, you know, there's an old Chinese proverb that's very appropriate here. It says, may you live in interesting times. And we most assuredly are living in very interesting times. I think there are three sides to every story, right? There's yours and mine and then the truth. And I think between Democrats and Republicans, somewhere in the middle, we're going to find the truth of what Obamacare is going to bring to the market. There are some very positive things. And let's start with the concept that this is a conversation that the country's needed to have for a long time. So it's good that we're stepping up and having that conversation. So much of it was politicized during the election cycle, and that was unfortunate. But I think for your listeners and for most of the people that are in the world of Medicare, the first thing is to take a deep breath because most of these changes are affecting the market under 65, not over 65. The things that they talk about, guaranteed issue. Well, that's already part of Medicare. You get guaranteed issue with no pre-existing conditions, riders, or waivers, so that's a good thing. The fact that Obamacare is increasing the wellness benefits, those are always good because we know history teaches us. If we catch things early, it's less expensive than if we wait till a later point in time. The fact that we're closing the Part D drug prescription coverage gap, that's a positive thing, but again, two sides to every story. If we're going to close that gap, it's going to come at a higher expense. And I think that's the devil that's in the details of all of this is, what is this going to cost? And nobody can be exactly sure because there are many things, in the words of Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. And nothing is more true. Not a week goes by that I don't get a white paper, an update, a clarification, or some other ruling comes down the road because they are literally writing all of this legislation as we speak. The good things that are going to come in the world of Medicare, certainly there's going to be more emphasis on electronic medical records. That is going to help dramatically in coordination of care. That's good. The insurance companies now are facing what are called medical loss ratios. And for the consumer, initially, that looks like it could be a very good thing because what they're saying is that insurance companies have to spend a specific amount of money on care and expenses related to care, not to administrative, not to golf tournaments, not to blimps and shiny big buildings.
Well, so, I will say this, change is usually always messy and the beginning stages are the toughest.
No question.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. And right now there's still a lot of confusion. I mean, people are still trying to get their arms around this. We go active with full blown guaranteed issue for the under 65 market in 2014. The taxes are already kicking in. People are starting to get a look at that. A lot of this has yet to be written, and a lot of it is still up in the air. But I think the net is it's going to be a positive. There are some very good things in it. In and of itself, it is not the answer, but it is a beginning of a conversation that will need to be tweaked down the road and things that can be done to improve healthcare delivery and costs and competition. Those are all good.
So the spiraling cost of healthcare, once we get through the change and it starts to actually go into place, do you see this helping with the spiraling cost of healthcare?
I still come back to a basic principle, which is if you're going to add 30 million people to anything, and in this instance, that's the number that's been bandied about, is that we're going to add 30 million people to the healthcare system, but we don't add one doctor, one MRI machine, or one hospital. That's got to have an effect on pricing. The fact that you're going to have in the under 65 market, you're going to have guaranteed issue, which is noble and will bring people on board that have pre-existing conditions. But as a result, we're all going to pay more for that insurance. The Obamacare has a certain specific set of circumstances and quality of care issues that are included in any platform. That's going to include maternity coverage, whether you want maternity coverage or not, and we're all going to be paying for that. It has an increased mental health benefit, and we're all going to be paying for that. Those aren't necessarily bad things, and they're of noble intent. But as always, How do we pay for it is going to be the biggest issue.
Well, I think that and we're so filled with information, and you hear from this it's good and that it's bad, and it starts to get very, there's not a lot of clarity to it is what I'm saying. And like you said, it's being written as we go, which also leaves a lot of complete uncertainty.
No question. And I was just at a meeting yesterday with a major healthcare provider here in Illinois, and there were way more questions than there are answers. And I think that's going to continue to be the way of this route that we're on for at least the foreseeable future.
And that's for the Affordable Care Act. Now, my question to you is, when I'm 64, is it 64?
It should be 64 and a half, I would say.
And what happens?
Well, you're going to start the process of, you'll probably worry about it before that point in time. And if you're worried about it, please give me a call because I know I can lower your blood pressure. But what'll happen is you'll start to be inundated with paperwork. And what happens is you start to show up on these mailing lists that are public. You're going to be turning 65, and you'll start to see your mailbox literally tip over with literature and information. All that literature and information is usually nothing more than happy, smiling faces, and it's basically shiny propaganda. What you want is the information. You want the knowledge of what's out there and what is Medicare all about. www.medicare.gov, greatest website in the world, chock full of information. Happy to come sit down with you. I've always found this to be what I call a kitchen table business, Sue. If we can sit down and spread it out, I promise you it makes a lot more sense than if you try to visit websites or to do things over the phone.
Well, David, you definitely have a lot of wisdom with Medicare. And stay right here. We're going to hear from David Wiley, his words of wisdom for the day. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogic MD.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is your host, Sue Zawacki, with Aging Info Radio, and we are talking about Medicare and when I'm 64
and a half.
There you go. And the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And David, you do such a fine job with Medicare, you know, your company being Medicare Solutions Network. And once again, his phone number is 800-807-3120. Give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Gosh, Sue, I would say, you know, the whole thing of Medicare has become a passion for me to try to save people money. There's an awful lot of money out there to be saved. And I always tell people words of wisdom, information, education, and comparison shopping are truly your weapons that are going to help you save money down the road. That's where I would stake my claim.
There you go. And real quick, would you? Is there a better time of year for them to call you or not call you at any age? Or at 64 and a half and up?
Well, I'd say any time that you start to worry about what's coming down the road, you want information, you want straight answers, you want to know everything that's available in the marketplace. And I get a lot of phone calls and a lot of reaction from the children of folks that are coming to Medicare, because they want to know too. Happy to help. Just go ahead and give me a call. I'd love to work with you.
It's not that complicated, right, David?
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio today. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and you feel it's time to hire a professional, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care for your geriatric care management and home care service needs. Their phone number is 847-548-1330 or go to partnersandseniorcare.com. And my paw's pooch is Peaches, and she's a 5-year-old female, well-trained goofball pointer. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to Paws logo on our website at aginginforadio.com. Yes, Daisy May. That's my little dog, Daisy May. And She is liking that we are talking about Peaches. And remember, you can donate 50 cents a day or as little as 50 cents a day to help be a lifeline for homeless dogs and cats at pawschicago.org. And if you're looking for a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, senior industry, look no further. Give us a call at 866-560-3965 or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. I'm excited to say that we have some new guests, future guests and shows posted at aginginforadio.com. Also, our show, every show that we do is on podcast on our site shortly after we air. You never have to download it. All you have to do is click on it and just listen. And I'd like to thank all of my my guests today. Frank Venuccio and Dennis Miller. His book, Retirement Reboot, is very interesting. And millersmoney.com is where you can be on his newsletter. And David Wiley, he is your Medicare solution. And, of course, his company being Medicare Solutions Network. And David's number is 800-807-3120. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and I will be back next Saturday morning. Thank you so much to my listeners and Debbie and my programmer at AM560. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come. Stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.